Well, yeah, I mean, I think the point that I often draw upon, it seems overly simplistic, but I think it's an important idea that this oligarchy, let's call it the British Empire. I see this as a British centered, it's the same old British Empire with the same old families and bloodlines that go back to the days of the ancient Roman Empire and the cult formation of Rome, you know, that then transplanted itself like a parasite that killed its host after Rome melted down and it moved to other locations in Venice. And that did its thing all over again, reconstructed itself, became a center of world finance, world intelligence, world evil, for a few centuries until that overextended itself and killed its host, basically, moved at least to a new, more viable geographical location. At that point, it became the British Isles and Amsterdam. So it's more of an Anglo-Dutch character now, but it's still pretty much the same old Roman Empire, a new phase of it. And that's what the Great Reset is. It's trying to reestablish what the Roman Empire failed to do as a global pax, you know, a hegemon, where nobody, everybody is reduced to the status of dumbed down cattle who is permitted to survive, or be maybe upper level managers if you're really well behaved, you know. And that's the type of forever model that they really are religiously obsessed with, is correcting the error of the Roman Empire. What caused the Roman Empire to collapse? Well, read St. Augustine, you know, read the early church fathers for the first 200, 300 years, especially read their writings. It's very clear how.
Wrap it up for us. Sum
Yeah.
it up for us. What caused the fall of the Roman Empire?
Christianity. I mean, the idea of that we're all made in the image of God, that there's one God, not a pagan pantheon of multiple gods run by cults.
As they
That.
expanded, they increasingly allowed each region they expanded into to maintain their religions and their beliefs. So thus the empire ended up too big with too many competing interests, and it
No,
fractured.
I'm well, the empire by as being because look, the empire really lost its viability when it became an empire. So when it was still the Roman Republic, like when Cicero, if you read Cicero's Commonwealth or his laws, he's fighting to keep the soul of the Roman Republic alive. Rome still wasn't an empire yet. It's kind of like Britain in the 1500s, 1600s. It hadn't become an empire yet. There still were humanists who believed in a moral principle of guide of natural law. So that's why Cicero fought the way he fought against this transition. Unfortunately, he went the way of Socrates, right? For being an honest man with influence, he got his head cut off by Mark Antony. And in the consequence of that, Emperor Octavius, you know, established with the triumvirate an empire. You know, the consul system, the Senate was disempowered, and then the new logic became we will now expand around the world. It had already been moving in that direction, but they made it official at that point. It's like when JFK dies, you know, and the hive takes over the US, and JFK was resisting that. He wanted the US to just be a successful beacon on a hill, right? A role model for other countries. But his enemies were like, no, we got the might. We're going to make what's right. We're going to impose ourselves on the world, and that's the way it'll go. So when he died, that was sort of the turn. Cicero's death was kind of like that. And so the idea became, okay, we're going to keep the city center, the capital, as drunk and stupid on festivals, free-flowing wine, you know, and gladiator matches of Christians getting eaten by lions and getting killed by gladiators. And that's going to be like 270 days of the year were festivals. Very unproductive, dumbed down, slothful, decadent population in the center. And who's going to like feed that abundance? It's going to be our extraction of slave labor and resources from the outskirts. And we're going to grow and steal and grow and steal. And it will feed that back into the center. That can only extend itself for so long. At a certain point, you become top heavy. You lose the actual necessary, like if everybody is dumbed down, you don't have the technical expertise to reproduce your own society into the future anymore. You lose your own knowledge that you used to have. All they could do is steal knowledge from others. They couldn't actually make anything new. That's why Rome doesn't make any new all of the Roman inventions, from the canals, the even they had like little like they had mechanical elevator systems. They had automatons that they've discovered that would like you put a coin in them and they would like, you know, dance for you. That's incredible technology, except Rome didn't make it. They stole it from the Ionians and the Etruscans, and other groups that actually had creativity. They just stole it. They killed all the men. They killed all the people who were creative, stole the technology, and then they used it for what? Improving the quality of life or the productive powers of labor? No, not at all. For entertainment, right? The elevators were used in the arenas to get people to watch the gladiator matches. And, you know, the automated automatons were just there for entertainment for the rich. So it was a useless society.
Is it me that finds this just sounding incredibly familiar?
You know, yeah, a lot of parallels, right?
Where we